Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Izehu Mamzer." What's the definition halachically of a Mamzer? The Torah says, "Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem." That a Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Kohen. He's not allowed to marry a Levi. He's not allowed to marry a Yisrael. But what counts as a Mamzer? So the Gemara defines it three different definitions. The first definition the Tanna Kamma offers is the following: Kol She'er Basar. She'er Basar means literally someone who shares the same flesh as you. In other words, a genetic, a blood relative, shehu b'lo yavo, that the Torah forbids to a person by saying lo yavo. The Torah says that a person is not allowed to marry his sister, he's not allowed to marry his aunt, etc. So those are all she'er basar, they're blood relatives, and they're b'lo yavo. The definition of a blood relative doesn't literally mean necessarily that we share the same genetic lineage, because sometimes an aunt is not genetically related to a person, but it still is considered a she'er basar, because ishto kegufo, a person's wife is like himself, so his uncle is a blood relative of a person, so therefore the aunt is also considered to be a blood relative. It's not necessarily a genetic connection, rather it's a genetic connection modified by certain halachic principles. One way or another, any time that there's a lo tasei, a lo yavo, and there's she'er basar, there is a halachic genetic relationship, so that then the offspring of such a union is a mamzer, divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Shimon HaTimani, Omer Shimon HaTimani says, Kol shechayavim alav kareis bidei shamayim. It's not enough that there's a lo yavo, that there's a lo tase, a lav, on the relationship. Rather, it's call anyone that there's a chayavim alav, that there's a penalty for him, kareis, a kareis penalty, bidei shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to basically give a kareis penalty, which means either or, perhaps both, premature death and childlessness. So that's when the offspring of such a union is a mamzer. But of other unions which don't have a kareis penalty, the offspring is not a mamzer. The Mishnah paskins v'halacha kidvarav, the halacha follows Shimon HaTimani. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua offers a third opinion, kol shechayavim alav misas beisdin, anybody where there's a chi of misas beisdin. Kareis is not enough. Kareis, the earthly courts are not allowed to punish. Only the heavenly court can give kareis. It's a lighter level of punishment. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva has a discussion about like 20 different levels, many different levels of punishment, starting from the stringent, most lenient, and going to the most stringent. If you look in Shari Tshuva over there, he'll tell you that Misa Bidei Shamayim is lower than Kareis, and Kareis is lower than Misas Beisdin. There are four types of Misas Beisdin. Some are higher, some are lower. Some are more lenient, some are more stringent. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Kareis is not stringent enough. The offspring of a Kareis relationship is not a mamzer. Only the offspring of a misas beisdin relationship is a mamzer. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, "Matzasi megillas yochsin biYerushalayim. I found a megillas yochsin, a megillah in which the beisdin recorded the lineage of families." This used to be the practice. The Rambam writes this very explicitly, that the Batei Din had records of all of the families in Eretz Yisrael. So they knew exactly which families were the kosher families, which families were the meyuchas families, and which families were, you know, in Rahmana Litzlan, the families that have psulim mixed into them. They kept track of it. Nowadays, the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael does something a little bit similar. Not 100% similar, but we keep track to the best of our ability. And Rambam writes, this is one of the responsibilities of a Beis Din, to keep track of the lineage of all of the people under their jurisdiction. So Ben Azai found a Megillas Yochsin. It was a court document which had been in the courthouses in Yerushalayim, and I guess even after the courts were defunct, or perhaps even while the courts were still standing, Ben Azai was going through the records, and it was written the following, Mekasuban, it was written in this document, Ish Ploni Mamzer Me Ishes Ish, so-and-so is a Mamzer, because his mother was an Ishes Ish, and his father was a man who was not that woman's husband. That's Lekayim Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, to support Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua says that there needs to be a Misas Beisdin penalty. Ishes Ish has a Misas Beisdin penalty. So therefore, the Megillas Yochsin somehow seems to support Rabbi Yeshua. Ishto Shemesa, if a person's wife passes away, Rachmana Litzlan, the halacha is Mutar Ba'achosa. He's permitted to marry the wife's sister, because the Torah says, Yishalach Vasa Lo Sikach, Litzvar Legaloser Vasa Aleha, Bechayeha. Person should not marry two sisters while both of them are alive. He shouldn't marry a second sister while the first sister to whom he's married is still alive. But after the sister is passing, Rachmana Litzlan, he's allowed to marry the second sister. What about Gersha Humesa? If he divorces the sister whom he married first, and then his divorcee passed away. Again, the Mishnah says, Mutar Bachosa, he's permitted to marry her sister. What happens if he divorced her, and then Niseis La'acher, she married another man, Bamesa, and then she died? Again, Mutar Bachosa. The rule is, as long as a person's ex-wife passes away, he's allowed to marry her sister, but as long as she's alive, he's not allowed to marry her sister, even if she's divorced, and even if she marries another man. Yevim Tosha Mesa, if his sister-in-law passes away, the wife of his brother passes away, the halacha is Mutar Ba'achosa, he's permitted to marry his sister. And that's not only when his brother's alive, but even when his brother has already passed away. So now his sister-in-law becomes his Shomeres Yavam. Still, once she dies, it's no worse than his wife. If his wife dies, he's allowed to marry his wife's sister. So if his Shomeres Yavam dies, who's even less closely related to him than his wife, he certainly should be allowed to marry her sister. Chalatz Lava Mesa, and similarly, if he does Chalitza to her and she dies, again, Mutar Bachosa, because it's no worse than his wife. His wife, who was divorced, that's a divorcee is more closely related to a man than a chalutza, and even so, he's allowed to marry the sister of his divorcee. So Kol Shekin, should be allowed to marry the sister of his chalutza, again, given the condition that the divorcee or the chalutza pass on. Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Hei is a very, very complicated perek. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein get achar get. So we have to have a little bit of introduction, and that is the following. Min HaTorah, there's only two possible paths of action that can have any impact on the Zika, on the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, and those courses of action are either Yibam or Chalitza. Those are the only two courses of action which the Torah acknowledges. However, the Rabbanon came along and they were misacking two other paths of action, and those were a get, which is basically the same type of document, a bill of divorce, that a man would give to his wife, except that in this case, a man gives a get to his Shomeres Yavam. What are the consequences of a get? It's not the same consequences as a chalitza, and it's not the same consequences as a get would have to an Ishes Ish. Rather, the consequences of a get are that the consequences of a get is that the Shomeres Yavam is not allowed to marry him anymore. The Shomeres Yavam is not allowed to marry the brothers. Very possibly the other Shomeres Yavams, if there's a number of wives of a single man, and none of them are allowed to marry. We'll see in a second what's going on. But that's basically the consequences of a get. It eliminates the possibility of Yibum, and it requires that the Shomeres Yavams get Chalitza. And the same thing, what we call Maimar, which is basically the same thing as an ordinary Maisa Kedushin would be, doesn't have the same effect as Kedushin of an Eishes Ish, and it doesn't have the same effect as Yibum. But rather, what Maimar does is, it means that there's a particular relationship now between the Yavama who participated in the Maimar and the Yavam who participated in the Maimar. That Yavam can do Yibum with that Yavama, the ones who participated. The other Yavams can't do Yibum with her. The other Tsaros shouldn't do Yibum with him. It basically is like a preface to the act of Yibum. Bepashtos, Maimar, and Get only have significance mid-Rabbanon. However, there is one opinion in the Yerushalmi, and there are a number of implicit adherence to this opinion in the Bavli as well. Let's say that these two things are also have biblical stature, even though they're not mentioned anywhere explicitly in the Psukim. So the question then becomes, what happens if you have a lot of gets, that one Yavam gives a get to one Yavama, then another one gives a get to another Yavama? What if there's a lot of Maimers? First one Yavam does to one Yavama, then he does to another Yavama, or a second Yavam does it to another Yavama. What's the halacha then? It's a complicated situation. So the Mishnah is going to tell us what happens. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein get achar get. Once one get is given, another get will have no impact at all. So in other words, below maimar achar maimar. And there's no maimar achar maimar. What's the impact of this? So one of the consequences of a get is that the Yavam who gave the get and the Yavama who received the get are forbidden to marry one another's relatives. So because of Ein get achar get, the Yavam and the Yavama who participated in the first get ceremony are not allowed to marry one another's relatives. However, the Yavam and the Yavama who participated in the second get ceremony, since the second get is nothing, it's ayin, it's zero, so therefore there is no Isser Krovim. Maimar achar maimar. So again, we say that usually a Maimar needs a get. If a Yavam and a Yavama do Maimar, so then in addition to doing Chalitza to her, if he wants to neglect the Yibum, he has to also give her a get. The chalitza is for the zika, and the get is for the maimar. However, that's only the first yavam and the first yavama who participate in the maimar. If there's a second maimar, then the second yavama does not have to receive a get from the second yavam for her maimar, because the second maimar, the maimar which is following the first maimar, the maimar after maimar, is ayin, it's nothing, it's ein. Similarly, says the Mishnah, v'lo bi'ila achar bi'ila, there's no bi'a achar bi'a. If one yavam is kones, he marries one yavama, and then a second yavam tries to marry the second yavama, no relationship is created between the second yavam and the second yavama. V'lo chalitza achar chalitza. Once again, if one yavam does chalitza with one yavama, and then a second yavam does chalitza with that same yavama or with a different yavama, the second chalitza has no impact whatsoever. It does not create all of the prohibitions against, you know, marrying relatives that it would ordinarily create. The chachamim say yesh get achar get. There is a get achar get, that if one yavam did get with one yavama and another yavam did a get with a second yavama, so both of the yavams are forbidden to marry the relatives of both of the yavamas, each one for the yavama whom he gave a get to. Both of the yavamas are not allowed to marry the relatives of both of the yavams. Each one is not allowed to marry the relatives of the yavam who from whom she received a get. V'yesh maimer acha maimer. The same thing for maimer acha maimer. If one yavam gave maimer to one yavama, he's got to give her a get if he chooses not to do yibum. Then the second yavam did maimer to the second yavama, he's got to give her a get also if he chooses not to do yivam. Avalo achar be'ila, avalo achar chalitza klum. But they agree to Rabbi Gamliel that there's nothing after be'ila, nothing after chalitza.